With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A review has determined a police shooting in Forest County was justified. Floyd Van Zyl was killed in the incident May 23rd. An outside agency, the Dodge County District Attorney's Office, was asked to review the events that day. Officers from the Forest County Sheriff's Office, Crandon Police, and a DNR warden were called to Indian Settlement Road on the Mole Lake Reservation in the town of Nashville with a report of multiple shots fired inside an apartment building. Van Zyl moved outside in his wheelchair and continued to shoot with a rifle. He retreated into the apartment building after being shot at by law enforcement. More gunfire came and a shot fired by the DNR warden struck Van Zyl. Both Crandon police officers also fired their weapons but did not hit Van Zyl. During the incident, Crandon police vehicles and an LP gas tank were struck by gunfire from Van Zyl. The review determined the use of force by the warden and the shots fired by the Crandon police officers were justified. A man found dead in a crashed vehicle after a police chase in the Merrill area apparently took his own life. The Wood County Sheriff's Office was asked to review the case. They say 48-year-old John Wallace of Oregon, Wisconsin, appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Earlier this week, Lincoln County deputies told the Marathon County Sheriff's Office a pursuit was heading south on County Road K and entering Marathon County. A few minutes later, Lincoln County deputies said the vehicle they were pursuing had crashed at County Road K and Rainbow Drive in Marathon County. Deputies found Wallace dead inside the vehicle. Law enforcement had not fired weapons during the incident. More than 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Paul Sanford, an internal medicine physician at Aspirus Health, says Alzheimer's symptoms often begin with memory loss. He says the person impacted usually does not think they have a problem.
Family members always need to remember that their loved one doesn't remember that they just asked that same question 5 minutes ago. So family members learning compassion and just not getting irritated. Dad, you just asked me that. You know, try not to go there. Just go to where your loved one is and don't make them feel defensive.
There is no guaranteed way to prevent Alzheimer's, but Dr. Sanford says you can reduce your risk.
Eating your fruits and vegetables, eat your blueberries and your nuts, and exercise 30 minutes a day and stay passionate about something. Doing your daily Wordle or crossword puzzle, work on your stamp collection. You know, those are all good things. Any type of stimulation is good. Start now. Yeah, just avoid junk food, fast food, snack food.
Most people with Alzheimer's disease are cared for at home, which can take a toll on caregivers. Dr. Sanford encourages them to be forgiving, compassionate, and accepting. A judge in Wisconsin has ruled that voters who have already returned their absentee ballots for the state's primary election are not allowed to void those and request a new one. The Dane County Circuit Court judge on Wednesday ruled against Democrats who filed a last-minute lawsuit ahead of the August 11th primary. Three Democratic candidates for governor have dropped out of the race, and one has re-entered it, creating a chaotic primary for the party. The ruling comes after more than 117,000 voters have already returned absentee ballots. Wisconsin Public Worker and Teachers Unions have suffered a legal setback as they seek to regain the collective bargaining rights they lost 15 years ago. A state appeals court on Wednesday overturned a ruling that restored the rights of unions that were lost under a 2011 state law. The enactment of the Republican-backed law sparked weeks of protests and made Wisconsin the center of the national battle over union rights. That law, known as Act 10, effectively ended most public employees' ability to bargain for wage increases and other issues and forced them to pay more for health insurance and retirement benefits. Unions are expected to appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Nearly every state has added new restrictions on transporting animals in an attempt to stop the spread of the New World screwworm. In Wisconsin and Michigan, permits are required. The animals also need to be inspected by a vet up to 5 days before arriving. But animal rescue advocates say the precautions are taking a toll on shelters that rely on moving dogs and cats out of overpopulated areas of rural Texas. Sandra Newberry is director of the University of Wisconsin's Shelter Medicine Program. She says requiring animals to be inspected by a vet and to receive preventative medication are common sense precautions.
The tricky part is that a lot of the shelters in Texas are small and rural and may not have access to a veterinarian.
Newberry and other leaders have called on Texas to temporarily allow vets from out of state or trained volunteers to help provide the care. She worries animals will die not from a screwworm infection, but from being unable to reach shelters that have the capacity to care for them. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.